Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
We got a big crossover going on right now. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey.
Goon cast in the house.
Goon cast. We got a ton of you motherfuckers.
I know, it's crazy.
How'd we cram all you in this room?
We had to throw two-way at the door, man.
It was like Tetris. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the bouncer was weird looking, but...
Let's get to it. I'm Pete. That is the returning champion from last week, Brian. Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to call him.
I'm the reigning heavyweight podcast champion of the show. Got the belt.
We got that apparent jealous hater, Lou.
That's right. That's me.
Hating.
I'm the nigga. I'm your favorite guy. I'm the funniest. Woo! This nigga's garbage. I hate him. His dick still don't work. I'm the fucking man. What up?
Let him know.
Woo! Louis Yates killed it again.
He's up in his game.
You can't hurt me, bro, man. I got money coming out of my ass. This is why I wear a wild for fucking drawers.
Hey, listen, if you want a fancy intro, I could set you up with some music.
Nah, man.
You sure?
Yeah, man, I got my own hot.
No, let's try it.
Because I was killing it.
No, I'm good with it.
I'll hit you with a random joint, and then
You
want to rant? All right,
Let's start. We're going to let the Gooncast introduce themselves. We're going to start over here, go around the room.
All right, I'm going to play a random song.
Hit that
hopefully
song.
It's a good one.
Bring it. Yo, what's up, funky podcast people? It's me. It's me, Mike, the homeless pimp, you know? And today I'm promoting PennIsland.com. Click on and jerk off.
Is that their slogan?
I'm rebranding them.
Break that word apart.
Ooh.
Next up.
I like it. All right, let's give him a new one.
Here we go. You're going to give him a new song.
Oh, yeah. It's,
that one's far
too sexy. This guy's on me.
Now we're doing the whole thing to get in jiggy with it.
Here we go.
What's going What's going on, everybody? It's Angelo. We out here. We got the Painted Black crossover with the Gooncast.
Transgender.
How you going to hype to this song, Luke?
Well, wait till the hook, man.
Yo, can I?
Fast forward. We're on the
love is magic.
All right, should at least wait for the hook.
Really dragging this into
it.
Here we
go. Stop. All
right, do you think?
Right.
Wait,
go.
What?
Go.
Do what?
No. Song just kicked in. Say something funny.
It's me, Angela.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on? Yeah, I'm Trill. Yeah, no. Fuck bitches.
All right, next song.
Hello, everyone. This is Clark at Night, coming in from the Gooncast. I'd like to say what up to all you sexy podcast listeners out there.
What's going on, my man?
This guy knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little half chub.
Already there, bro.
I'm wet.
It's like, I just miss Swayze, really.
Somebody pick me up over the head.
All right, we got one more. We need one more song.
All right, here we go.
Something from the Titanic, nervous. Preferably.
Oh, he gets the good song.
Yo, it's Jay Blow, the head coach. God personified from the Gooncast. Joe. Hi, everybody. I'm really bad. I used to be really good at, like, talking like that, and now I'm not. I don't know what happened.
Was it you?
What?
Was it you? Yeah.
What was it?
I don't think he knows the song.
God damn it.
No, he's gonna fucking deny that, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to the mic.
I didn't hear you at all.
Nope.
Yeah, what are you saying over there? Is that a homeless guy?
Mumbling in the corner.
Alright, cut that song.
Alright, Brian, do you want to do one, or?
What, am I introducing myself?
Yeah, why not?
I feel I'm going to get played somehow if I accept this.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Let's try it.
All right, let's go for it. Billy.
Oh, you got a good one.
It's beautiful.
Reigning podcast champion over here. I dismantled Louis A. last week. It was a sight to see.
Funny.
It's up for debate.
What? Up for debate? No, it's not. It was actually judged, weighed, and you came lacking.
All right, let's get this show on the road. It should be noted. Brian is holding a championship belt. He's taking this very seriously.
Actually,
one of many.
Lou wishes he had sunglasses on right now. He's just catching all this gold.
And just so you guys know, we've made some changes to the show since last time you were on. We now grade the entire show. We declare a winner at the end of the show.
Oh, so you guys,
shit.
There are stakes now.
Oh, I would have tried.
We shame you if you're bad. And if you're good, you get 15 seconds at the end to say uninterrupted whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, yes, shit.
It's like, and if you stink, though, we like shame you Cersei Lannister style, bro. We fucking strip you naked and so, no shame.
There's a last place. And,
so this is just like the Common Core program.
I don't know what that is.
Shut up.
All right.
I do have this. I can... Shame.
Oh, my God. You got a cowbell?
No, it's actually the Shame Bell app.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That one bit. I would not want to hear that again.
Shame.
Yeah, see that
right
there?
Oh, no.
Something I'm trying to avoid.
It's a fun thing to follow people around with.
It's great. I love shaming people. It's my favorite thing.
What kind of shame do you
I just like to scream at people in the street, I saw what you did, motherfucker. And body shame. Often.
Yeah,
yourself,
you do.
Right?
For it. Yes.
Yeah. Other part of the show we added is every week we're drinking a different beer. Mm-hmm. So this week is a local one, Greenport Harbor Brewery's Other Side IPA. Mm-hmm. And cheers.
Everyone's
salute.
Salute. Clank, kitty, clank. This is the type of beer that brings out all those repressed memories.
Oh, yeah, this is a high octane one.
For an IPA, I like it. Usually I don't like IPAs, but this one's pretty good.
Let me try.
It's one of my favorite breweries.
You don't like it, part of the show is to pan it, so if you, you know, it's not your thing.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. Mm-hmm. So how was everyone's week?
Oh. Crazy.
You know crazy. What'd you do?
Nothing. I've been watching Catfish a lot.
You're a wild man.
Just like some fish?
No, you never watch Catfish? I literally, like, I go home and I just watch hours and hours of Catfish. But don't you watch it? Don't you watch it with your girl who you met on the internet? Yeah, I mean, there's that. Okay. So Catfish is all about couples who meet on the internet.
No, and, I know what it is.
Oh, you didn't know. Never mind.
He's just taking notes, though. He's just trying to find out how not to get caught.
Exactly.
How they track these people down.
It's an amazing, amazing experience. I don't do comedy anymore. I only do the podcast because I feel like if I called it off, people would be like, what the fuck? And, that's it. Catfish is my life now.
Yeah.
Catfish is your life?
Yeah.
So you'd rather be watching Catfish than being here?
Yeah.
I'm shocked that there's... the only thing about Catfish I'm
you
shocked...
You said that with enthusiasm.
...is that there's so many dummies.
It's a great show.
It's like you just talk to someone for 2 years intensely and you just never...
You kind of know where it's going.
You gotta have like some like paranoia. Like, is this actually just... a man?
No.
Is this a man?
Did you ever see the movie?
Yeah, that
the
great.
Show was based on.
Yeah. It freaked me out because I don't know what it was. You didn't know what it was about going in, and it was all creepy. And then the twist was that it was just some fake girl on the internet.
I was disappointed it wasn't a horror movie. Felt like a wasted opportunity.
I mean, guys, I mean, we all watched The Crying Game. That ain't shit, man. I'd rather
there are worse things that can happen.
Yeah, I'd rather meet a person in person and be like, oh, well, you're a dude, instead of being like, all right, let's see what's underneath there. Oh no. I can feel his heartbeat.
All right, Catfish aside, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about where we can find Gooncast? Tell us about your show.
GarageGoonMedia.com. You can find everything. We do stupid rap music. We do podcasts. We do short films. We're a bunch of stoners that make a bunch of stupid shit.
That sums it up pretty much, yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, most people that I show to cry. I'd say that's beautiful. This is amazing. You've changed my life with this content. You're great.
Deep shit.
And I go, you know what? Big deal. Get on my face.
But like, if Michelangelo was a group of people, he would be us.
Like the
party dudes?
Or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Both.
You combine them into one being?
Yeah, that would be us.
We're a group.
Oh my God.
We're both of those turtles, people spread throughout a bunch of people.
And we should mention after this show... We're going on your show.
Yeah!
So if you like what you hear here, listen to that.
Yeah.
Excited!
If you want to, like,
I'm fucking height! Oh my
gosh. Little road trip cast!
Yeah. Road trip
out to Suffolk, yeah.
That double header. Hashtag double header.
I was actually listening to your show. So how the psychedelic mic thing's working out for you?
Oh, they're crazy. Dude, they rip every time I put them on. We're slowly going to have none left. They're a scarcity.
You don't have to take the, you know, the I don't know what they're called, off. The little boom
windscreens.
The windscreens? Yeah.
The windscreens?
You just leave them on.
What do you mean? I leave them on. I put the things over.
Oh.
I just put the sleeve over the mic, and it looks like a Price is Right mic. We actually had a great guest recently. There's a Catholic school teacher from Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who got shit-faced.
It was phenomenal.
I think she was flirting with everyone on the podcast.
Mm. Oh, it was a chick?
Yeah, she was married to a comic who was on the podcast.
Our good friend, the Nutman.
The Nutman! Bustin' 'em!
I think it was on purpose, though.
Because I think he's a cuckold.
I think they were punking him.
Yo, it definitely might be that.
He's definitely a cuckold. Like, he was getting off to that.
Yeah, yo.
Adam was having a good time. We all had a good time.
If that was me, I would have been fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Yo, did any of you guys play the lottery this weekend?
I did.
I spent like $30 on lottery tickets.
Can you believe I lost?
I can.
Dude, it was a cruel joke, man. On one of my tickets, I had 4 and then 8. And then I was like, such a big letdown when the next 6 numbers were just not that.
Let's take a break from this super heated cell phone conversation.
All right.
Why don't we jump into the show proper and do a little news?
Okay, okay. Ooh.
Oh my god, I'm always late on that.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. All right, Painted Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news. When it comes
crashing down, when it hurts. First story this week from China. A young woman.
News.
There's a young woman named Zhao Zhao.
Of course.
Good name.
And her boyfriend broke up with her because she was too fat.
I bet.
Good. Mm.
So she got revenge.
She's a panda of some sort?
She was a panda. She got revenge the only way she knew how, by getting liposuction. Then fashioning her new, like, her fat that was sucked from her body into a bar of soap and giving it to him as a gift.
Her boyfriend must have been someone big, because isn't, like, the male to female disparity, like, insane over there?
I was about to say.
Yeah, like, don't go dumping bitches.
Yeah, well, his dick wasn't worth a lot of money. He'd be like, psh, lose some weight, you fucking guy.
Damn.
No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets.
Does the soap work, though? That's what I'm curious about.
Haven't you seen Fight Club? Of course it works.
I'm not opposed to a human fat soap.
Does it smell bad?
I would imagine.
No, they scent it with lavender, motherfucker. What are you, heathen?
It depends on who
excuse
you're getting.
Excuse me.
Like, if you're getting some of, like, a celebrity that you like's fat and turning that into a soap, I can see myself buying something.
Dude,
like,
I would
that.
Wash my entire body with J-Lo's ass fat right now.
That's right there. That's it right there. You eat that bar, so...
That's fucking horrible. That's the grossest shit I've ever heard.
No way, man. Nothing about J-Lo's ass is bad.
That's great if you start cursing in front of your parents when you're a little kid and you just sneak in the J-Lo's ass soap. You go, yeah, I'm eating soap all day, Ma.
You know what? This didn't taste like how I thought it was going to taste. It tastes like Mark Anthony.
That's that whole story.
That's an amazing story.
That's some gross shit, though.
Oh, yeah, really
that's commitment to vengeance.
It's actually
the long con, yeah.
All right, next one.
It's the long.
She got better looking and then dated another guy.
Sick. Nah, let me give him some ass soap.
Yeah, he didn't know that it was made out of her fat.
Did
right?
she get to choose? Like, no, taint fat.
I want. I'm sure she did. She commissioned the whole job.
Not to be like a crazy racist, but they're disgusting. This it wasn't. He didn't even flinch.
I'm surprised he used it.
Yeah, right. Just threw out the soap.
Don't they use hand soap?
No. Those people carry around, like, in the recent city even, they carry around the masks, dude. They have the was
oh. Beijing. I'm not like, seeing the link.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the link here.
Because Beijing and shit, like, so is...
They clean themselves China. Off by doing uppercuts under the waterfall.
That's Japanese, bro.
Beijing. Don't be racist.
You're being racist, bro. They're not all the same thing, all right?
We're PC, bro.
Be racist.
Damn. All right.
What's next?
Let's do another story. This one's a bit of a video link, but I'm going to try to explain it. All right, so a man was arrested. A shirtless man. I'm not sure what he did. This thing does not go into that. But this is more about as the police officer who had to arrest him. The man frisks the shirtless man, checks the pockets, finds a suspicious item, grabs at it, takes his hand out, decides, I got to check that out again, grabs it again, realizes it's the man's dick, and looks mortified.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He gave him a good old squeeze. I love it.
Give him a 1-2.
I love how he went back for seconds.
He went back for seconds.
That was he could just tell in his hand that was a pretty dick. Like,
that's why he got stopped in the first place, right?
Let me grasp this real quick.
Reddit users have responded, the officer seems impressed and ashamed at the same time. And talk about a stroke of justice.
I get it.
It's clever wordplay.
No, I love the spotted bug and limp dick.
He thought he had a club in his pants. It turned out he did.
Home run. Brian is simultaneously winning and losing the show at the same time.
I love it.
All right, what's up next, man?
All right, moving past that one. That's some creepy, stupid shit. All right, so we go to an airplane where a flight attendant was handed a note from a passenger in order for her to read it over the loudspeaker, which they didn't do, but it has gone viral nonetheless. I'll read it for you.
I'm sorry, wait. Do flight attendants usually take notes from passengers to read over the loudspeaker?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a common occurrence, but I'll read you the note.
I'm going to do this.
I don't know if you can make an announcement, but if you can, you should say that whoever is farting in the area between rows 10 through 12 should definitely see a doctor because they might have ass cancer.
Yo, Ronald Levin, stop farting!
Here's the thing. Was that man a doctor?
Unclear.
Was he just a guy?
Nobody knows who wrote this note.
Is this a joke or medical advice?
Nobody knows.
Maybe the farts were so potent that he got E. coli from it.
Because here's the thing. You can detect a lot from smell.
You know who I think it was? That guy two rows back? The Asian guy with the mask on his face? He knew something.
I think it was Calculon.
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Sorry, Calculon.
This is a stinky motherfucker, that's what it is.
I feel that way sometimes.
It's messed up on a plane in a confined area, just be dropping beefs.
I feel like if you're not in motion, you shouldn't be farting. You know what I mean? Like moving, walking around.
Wait a minute, this is a very good polite rule. This is a great rule.
This is a good rule.
If you're idle,
no, I like
you
this.
Can't fart.
No,
outside the bathroom. Bathroom's base.
If you're jogging, let it go.
Let it go. Go for it, man.
If you're sitting, you have no excuses.
Look, bro, you have a lot. You don't have to focus on standing. Just clench it.
Let's realize that when you smell a fart or something, it's like you're breathing in shit. I don't want to do that. Let's be nice to each other. Let's be on the same page.
Actually, I feel like you'd be into breathing and shit.
No. Depends on who's actually. It always goes back to who it is. If it's some celebrity that I like.
Like the president.
What's with you and celebrities shitting fat? All
right. I was going to say he wants to smell some delicious shit while he washes himself with J-Lo ass soap.
I'm starstruck.
Who would be your celebrity fart you want to snort?
Kendall Jenner's.
Ew.
Ew.
Doesn't matter. I'm there. Right,
fine.
As long as I'm in the vicinity.
Who's the celebrity you would least want to snort their fart?
I don't know. Anyone else?
Nick Nolte.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oprah?
Jimmy Kimmel has those narcolepsy farts.
What is a narcolepsy fart?
You know what?
You'll learn.
No. What's his face? Chris Hardwick, man. He's uptight, bro. He probably hasn't farted since he was, like, 12.
You know that dude's, like, 40-something years old? He's old.
No, he's older than that because he was on Singled Out when I was,
in the
12.
Fucking 90s.
Yeah. How old is he? Is he a zombie or a vampire?
No, he's just...
A hack.
Is he like gonna die soon?
He's popular because someone's got to be right. Like,
you got lucky.
I miss X play.
All right, let's do a Florida story.
Oh shit!
Oh, nothing good comes out of that fucking state.
Except the bitches.
Pills. Oh, the Florida's the bitches.
Dottie McThought thoughts.
All right, Steve Leon Coley Jr.
It's going to be great, I can tell.
Walked into a Bank of America to open a bank account, but he didn't have the $25 minimum to put into said account.
Good guy.
So he did the only logical thing. He robbed the place, left, came back and tried to open a bank account.
You shouldn't do that, dude.
I admire it.
Not even a different branch, just the same one.
Same place.
All right.
He just kept saying, I want to make a deposit. They assumed that he wanted to start an account.
He left the bank with an undisclosed amount of cash and was spotted walking down the street counting money.
I like this guy.
His swag is amazing.
Did he eventually get picked up with no like fuss? It's just like, all right, man, you got caught.
It doesn't say, one count of robbery without a weapon. How do you pull that off?
being a G.
Harsh language.
It was like Kimbo slicing this. Yeah. All the white people were scared to the hell.
I bet you just whipped his dick out and they were like, yo, what is it that you need?
Do you think he did the pocket jacket gun trick?
I like to think so.
No, it's not 1950, bro.
Give me a money, see?
He's a little rascal.
Still a Walmart story. What better way to top
I'll never go to Walmart ever again, man.
Better way to top a Florida than a Walmart.
Of course you would.
Man. Ever again? You got him.
He wouldn't sully his feet by walking into that place.
You wouldn't even send your butler.
It's where dreams go. Lou, Walmart is where dreams go to die, Lou. If you're in a Walmart, you didn't do something right.
Mm. The prices are great.
Rich people don't frequent Walmart, ever.
No.
He's speaking from experience.
Right.
Yeah, I went in one once, I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
See, I don't consume anything unless it's delivered by a drone.
I wish. I wish drones would just come and just deliver me cool things.
If it's not revealed by a fancy dish, he doesn't want it. Throw it away.
Fuck you, you pauper.
All right. Beef. All right, Walmart story.
What even happened to him?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Woman is facing charges after she bit off the finger of a Walmart employee while she was trying to shoplift.
She gullumed the employee.
Yeah. Precious! The woman then fell in lava. She was trying to steal. Who wants to guess?
Wedding ring.
Wait, I hear wedding ring. I hear tampons.
Gum. I'll go with the whole Lord of the Rings.
Chips.
Chips. Anybody else?
Cookie Crisp cereal.
No, some of you are in the vicinity.
A skid of Cookie Crisp cereal.
The correct answer: condoms, lube, and panties.
Damn.
So she's a winner.
Hooker. She's a hooker.
She's a winner.
She's a exotic dancer.
Aren't we all?
So is my mom. Yeah.
She stole a total of $40.07 worth of stuff.
$40.
And when confronted, she bit the finger off a fucking human being.
I would hate to try to arrest her. She's willing to bite off a finger for $40. God only knows what she'd do to stop getting arrested.
Yeah.
Has anyone
Then she fucking did this. This is great. She ran out into the parking lot. This is out of a movie. Jumped in the car and went, "Drive!" And the car didn't move. That's great.
Did she end it like Tupac? She just like scream "Thug Life" and get a clip or something like that.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
Wait, was there a person in the car?
Yes, it was her getaway driver who didn't drive because there was somebody standing in front of the car.
I want you to fucking steal all that lube, panties, and condoms, bro. I'm out in the car waiting.
Yeah, was this like Ocean's 14?
But don't steal too much. Just steal like $40 worth.
Just open up a credit card. Fuck, it's so much easier.
That's good financial advice.
Maybe she has a bad credit. Maybe she should actually get a job and stuff. Yeah. Just manage your money. Just generally better.
You should just diversify your bonds.
I wonder if she has a Roth IRA.
Great.
I am not going to be a W in Joe's column. Accountant Joe.
You're doing fine.
Wait, talk about, you're telling me that she didn't take the correct measures in her life, that she just had to steal condoms out of a Walmart?
You want to see a photo?
Sure.
Is she bad as fuck?
Hand that around?
She's not that exotic.
No.
Yeah, she's pretty domestic.
Oh, I get it.
You get it? Look, see what I did there?
Is that a fish on her?
I'm going to give you a point.
Real class act. Regular.
I'm going to dance this whole time.
She's a beautiful gal.
But $40 for the condoms? Like, stop it.
I'd finger.
She's Walmart, all right.
Would you?
No, she's Walmart pretty, bro. What are you talking about?
Walmart model.
This is Walmart elite.
This is her second offense within the year. Second assault charge, anyway. Where earlier in the year, she was accused of attacking a fellow dancer with a clear plastic high-heeled shoe.
Like 16 or...
Well, who hasn't done that?
15.
What the hell?
It doesn't say when, but she did spend 6 days in jail and was forced to pay a whopping $173 in fines.
That's it? Ooh, For attacking another woman with a fucking heel?
With a goddamn shoe.
Shit.
She sounds amazing.
She's on a run.
And those fat people banging got 30,000.
Again, we're back to that.
Wait, I figured 2016, right, new year for Brian. No, he won't let it go.
No, man.
Little backstory.
It's a little unfair.
Was it 2015 or 2014 that story?
I think it was
2012, bro.
I figure,
years ago we did a story where two very fat people were fucking in a park. And what was their bail?
$30,000.
Wow. It was a hot day, though.
It was a 90-degree day.
It was a hot summer day.
What, are they charged by the pound?
It's like a deli. Oh,
it's a point.
It's like a deli.
And Brian got all righteously indignant.
But it's just like, there was so much more foul shit we've heard in the show, and like, just the two fucking fat, because it was like, not fun to look at.
Or Brian, smell.
I agree.
It's like that lady fucking attacked another bitch with a fucking shoe. It was like a $150 penalty. That's
she
less
bit
than
someone's
I,
finger off.
I illegally changed lanes and I fucking got a bigger penalty, bro.
She fucking golemed some poor lady and got less than that.
Did you see the tits, though?
They're nice titties. Well, she probably blew an officer. You probably knocked it down to like jaywalking or something.
There you go.
She was jaywalking in the Walmart.
It's a parking ticket now.
A toothy blowjob will do that for you.
A 2 foot blowjob?
Have you ever got a toothy blowjob? Have you ever received a toothy blowjob?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Well, no, I mean, the only time I've gotten one is when I first started to go out with a chick, so I just kind of took it.
You roll with the punch.
It was better than nothing.
That's why I respect you. I still would put my dick in a pencil sharpener.
Yeah, it was like, well, you know what? That worked. You know what? That dinner ain't going to pay for itself.
I paid for your Applebee's.
And it wasn't even after 10, bitch.
Bitch.
You know you like a girl when you bring her to Albies before 10.
Before 10 o'clock.
And I bought you apps, you whore.
The most wasteful thing on the menu is appetizers before 10.
I fucking love Applebee's. Applebee's is a spot.
Shout out to Applebee's. Sue,
it's disgusting.
Sponsor the show,
it's
Applebee's.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. No, it's like, man, microwave food.
Don't listen to him. Sponsor the show. Let's do our last story for the day. Fox News is always great. We're covering all the hits today. We got Florida, we got Fox News, we got Walmart.
A lot of red state action here.
Oh, yeah. Fox News is pissed at Sesame Street.
Me too.
Who isn't?
It's got the gay agenda on their mind or something?
Oh, they're calling them straight up communists.
Bert and Ernie.
Well, now it's that Cookie Monster is trying to be on a better diet. Their quote, this is coming from, I don't know, Eric Boyling and Juan Williams on Fox News saying, are they going to move away from the left-wing communist diatribe they put out every single day?
Fuck yeah, man.
Question of the day.
Sesame Street?
Is Sesame Street
News,
communist?
We know what we're talking about.
The kid show?
Yeah,
that's them referring to Sesame Street. I don't get a lot of...
Well, Elmo is all red, bro.
He is all red.
He's a threat.
Bert and Ernie are a thing.
You think they're fucking?
Oh, they're fucking.
Is that a communist thing?
I don't know. It's a left-wing thing.
I heard Big Bird is ISIS.
Is
he prays to Snuffleupagus.
You know, Snuffleupagus does look like he is an ISIS.
No, he's a sleeper cell. He's waiting on his moment.
No, Snuffleupagus looks like he should have that ISIS flag on his, like, back.
Imagine him just lifting up his little fat in the middle and going, I like bark!
But at the same time, Sesame Street might be Republican. They clearly don't care about the poor. They got Oscar the Grouch.
Everyone lives in a brownstone. And chills with puppets.
But what city is that, even?
I think
Sesame?
Korea. If it's not racist, it's... Fox probably doesn't like it.
True. Very true.
There's too many colors. They're not close enough to white.
What is this off-white garbage?
Yeah, the yellow.
What is this overly tall
orange
yellow, man? I don't understand why the yellow one's the tallest. I don't get it. Get it? That was racist.
No.
Did you know that Sesame Street's moving HBO?
Fucker.
Yeah.
They gotta show some tit now.
It's gonna get good.
It's gonna go into like true crime, I feel.
Like
it's gonna be like Boardwalk Empire.
Cookie Monster.
I'm thinking probably more like The Wire.
The Wire.
Cookie Monster's gonna be like bubbles from The Wire. He's gonna be like mainline of cookie dough.
Mike, write this down. Sesame Street meets The Wire. That's a good skit.
That's a good one. Holy shit, we're on to something.
Who's gonna be Omar in that?
Elmo.
Oh, it sounds like it, yeah.
I'm so down for this. I'm so down to make this a thing.
When you come out the king, you better not miss that. I don't know how he does.
All right, that's it for the news.
It did my mic dies.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with a couple games.
Woo! Oh, yes.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
There. We're here to share with you something that will change your life.
Yes, it'll give your life purpose.
Guys, listen, I really don't have time for this.
I think you really should hear this.
Yes, everyone needs to hear this.
But listen, guys, I really don't want to sound rude, but seriously, I don't care enough to listen to this. And no gift or blessing that you think you're giving me will change my life. So just put your Watchtower pamphlet in my mailbox and maybe I'll look at it later.
Wait, what?
Oh, haha! No, I'm sorry. We're not Mormons. We're actually just here to tell you about the Roundabout podcast.
The what?
Yeah, they're a comedy music podcast.
Ooh. It's hosted our Dustin, Josh, and Joey. They're three college-aged guys who just tell stories and show each other music and funny stories.
Okay, but aren't there a lot of other podcasts who do that?
Yeah, but they're completely different. I mean, they tell stories that they experienced at college, work, and even everyday life.
And sure, popular in underground music.
Yeah, but that's exactly the thing. Aren't there a lot of podcasts who do just that?
Well, what if I told you that they go on tangents that end in just pure nonsense?
And they mock people, like, all the time.
I really don't think you're pointing out the greatest feature.
Okay. How about this? They'll sometimes sit down with their friends who are equally as unimportant as they are, and will share more stories, funny or not.
You're still not making this sound any better.
Hey, they play games too.
And as a plus, they're really politically incorrect.
What? How is that even a plus for the show? Why would you say that?
All three of them have a very stupid yet dumb outlook on life too.
Okay, this has gotten so ridiculous and confusing. I don't even want to listen.
Okay, fine. Just check them out on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and follow them on Twitter at @TRoundabout, and see what you think about it. If you like hanging out with friends, you'll love this.
Yes. Also, we're here because we would like to see if you wanted to convert to Scientology.
What? If you had started off with that, I would have been much more receptive.
All right, we're back. That was our friends at the Roundabout Podcast. Check them out. #Potter and Family.
That's hell right. Yeah. And you guys just joined up. Good bunch of shows.
Yeah, I just got the tattoo. I'm in for life. Potter and Family.
#Potter and Family.
#Potter and Family.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. I was talking to a sexologist before. It was a sex podcast.
Just yeah.
About sex earlier.
I know awesome. Who you're talking
Say
about.
Say sex like
you're
three
talking,
more times
You're talking
that
about pure orgasmic love.
That's right. I was talking to Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that.
She might come on our podcast to talk about sex with me.
She's going to come on our podcast?
Oh!
Whoa,
this dude
said come in like a dual contest.
Wow.
I think that Joe thinks that there might be a little bit of pussy at the end of this pipe.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Do you
sure
see
what
the way he said
means.
Sex?
What?
You see the way he just said sex like 18 times?
You want to let everyone know that he might be having sex with his woman.
I talked to
guys,
a sex podcaster up. About sex talk, and it was
sex,
sexy.
Sex.
I'm just saying. I ooze sexuality. People can feel that from
Yeah, you know, you're oozing. It looks like you're bleeding.
So much machismo.
That's chlamydia.
Oozing off.
I'm like a Razor Ramon type.
wild racist? All I remember about
or
his
drug,
career was
addict,
he
right?
was beating the shit out of that gold dude. For no reason.
Yeah, that'd be your favorite character, though, man. You were like, yo, he looks and acts just like me.
Yeah. That was more of a Eddie Guerrero type.
Of course.
Razor was too tall.
LWO, son forever. Latino World Order.
Lie, cheat, and steal.
Lie, cheat, steal. You know McMahon's a racist when he's like, you can get over, but...
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to
this. All right,
speed.
So let's play this game. First game tonight. We don't have theme songs or anything for them yet.
We're testing everything
we're
out.
We're trying everything out. We're seeing how it goes. I'm going to give you a series of words. We're basically making a movie here.
Oh, I know a guy who could really help us with that.
With what?
I was just letting that breathe.
You just started rubbing your nose like are you trying to sell me blow?
I got a guy.
I just thought you were talking
about. I got a guy up the road.
A little bit of the
best cocaine you've ever snorted.
He's on my phone under nose candy.
This is purely
some sweet, delicious nose clam.
Fine china.
Some booger sugar.
Bolivian shale.
Straight up blow.
Colombian whites.
Purely coincidence. I was referring to my friend who's a very creative type. He's a filmmaker. He's
the guy from the truck.
He also sells blow.
I wish.
Good blow. Just fantastic blow.
He's a creative blow dealer.
Where do you think he gets his creativity?
His shit's so good to make Pablo Escobar blush.
He made Sicario.
That was the most intense movie I've ever watched.
Loved
seen
it.
That? It was
I was
good?
Like sweating on it. I was like, I can't handle this movie, man. It's too intense.
I actually still have yet to see it. All right. So anyway, back to the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out an actor. I'm going to throw out a time period. And I'm going to throw out a random thing.
This is amazing.
And you have to make a movie about it. There's three rounds. You're all going to do the same movie. I'm going to start with the Painted Black guys because they've played this before. You guys get the idea. And you give me your pitches. Brian, we're going to start with you as the grand champ from last week. First movie, Samuel L. Jackson is in the Vietnam War. And the movie involves a bowl of soup. Because that was what I was eating when I wrote this.
Sweet.
All right. Well, Samuel L. Jackson's on his deathbed, and he just keeps saying, he's like, soup, motherfucker, soup. Pan into 1966. It's young Samuel, and he's in Nam, right? It's the day after the Tet Offensive. His best boy just got killed.
Who's playing Sam? Young Sam?
Young Sam? I'm sorry, bud. Let's go Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
I see it.
I see it.
He's sexy.
All right. Credits start. Quentin Tarantino's ninth film. It's called Crackers. Right? It's about Samuel Jackson the day after the Tet Offensive. He goes into, his boy gets killed, right? And he goes in to kill the people, which the person who did kill him, it was an assassin, Lucy Liu, right? He goes into the jungles of Vietnam to find this bitch, right? And his boy was eating soup, and he was talking about how good the soup was when he died. So what he did was he cut off her leg, and he made her eat that soup. Obviously, there's a lot of dialogue in between then and there because it's a Tarantino flick. Long story short was, Rosebud ending back into the future, he drops the bowl of soup, and he's just like, it needs crackers.
Move.
Wow.
Beautiful film.
Raise your hand if you would watch it. I'd watch it.
I associate Tarantino.
Tarantino.
Only if there's nudity. No Lucy Liu.
Crackers.
Yeah. And the catchphrase from the movie is, motherfucker!
All right, Lou. Samuel L. Jackson in the Vietnam War with a bowl of soup.
All right, so he's out on leave, I guess. You know, They're just letting them have fun in between, you know, killing Charlies and shit. So obviously they're going to hook up with ladyboys, right? It's Vietnam.
Oh,
there are ladyboys aplenty, but Sam is not happy about that.
You're going the ladyboy route.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Every time he fucks a, you know, ambiguous little Asian thing.
A girl boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he discovers it has a penis. He takes that soup bowl and then gives him a traditional Chinese haircut. So that none of our boys ever falls for that mistake again.
So it's like in Inglourious Basterds where they carve the swastika.
Exactly.
Just like, give him a bowl haircut.
Yeah.
He's like, motherfucker!
Right. He's the real
That's the whole movie?
Yeah.
It's how the style got created.
Gotcha, okay.
He's the real hero of the war.
All right, Goons, which one of you wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Mike, you're up.
All right. The movie starts with a young Vietnamese boy running into his kitchen. He's in blackface.
I'm listening.
And he watches as people bust in his home and murder his parents. And years later, when the war breaks out, he decides, fuck my country, they killed my parents. And he ages into Samuel L. Jackson. But the thing was, his parents died eating soup.
I'm deeply confused.
No, let him finish. I'm liking where this is going. Because I'm picturing Samuel L. Jackson playing a black guy who's actually an Asian guy, so he's doing a super offensive accent.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we get teeth and everything. But...
and he had good teeth.
But every time he sees soup when he's in the battlefield, which is a popular dish, he goes into a rage, and he ends up murdering his own troops. And then it pretty much becomes a story about how Vietnam was only a tie because Samuel Jackson was running through the forces on both sides.
All right. Just because the killer of killers.
Who's next?
I'll go next.
All right. You're up.
My movie starts off, Samuel L. Jackson is a younger man living in Louisiana, and he's actually got a lot of notoriety because he makes the best gumbo in the world. And he only learned how to make the best gumbo in the world after he came back from the Vietnam War. See the tie-in?
I see it. I know you're doing it. You there?
I got that for you. We're never going to go back to the Vietnam War thing.
You got a spice there. Made of dynamite.
He makes fun.
Except we're going to go back to the Vietnam War thing. When he was in Vietnam, he met an Asian man.
Did you just give us the fake out?
Yeah, I did.
You're psych.
He met an Asian man. I can only assume he was Vietnamese. They don't ever tell you. But he made the gumbo, which is weird because that's like a Louisiana thing. But he made the best one in Vietnam. So Samuel L. Jackson murdered him, took his recipe, and then came back to the States, opened this restaurant, became a famous chef, and he eventually became Emeril Lagasse. Mm-hmm.
You had me till that last line. I was kind of like, you know what? This is actually working. This has
no,
some
I
depth.
Just, I gave up.
Emeril.
Instead of boom, he was like, motherfucker!
It should have been Guy Fieri, bro.
Who's next? That's you guys.
Angela? I'm still thinking.
I'll do it.
Go for it.
Clark,
you're up.
I'm thinking more of like a platoon-esque Vietnam sort of movie,
filthy.
But with flashbacks that keep going back to him like growing up, the young Samuel, like from childhood and progressively getting older in the flashback. But there's just one specific flashback where he gets scarred somehow. I'm thinking like one of the guys his mom's dating at the time when he's a kid. She's like making soup and like he gets it thrown on his face or some shit like that. Like something that scars him and, you know, it's just like embedded in his memory. You know, he's got like this bad thing with this soup.
Soup.
So
sauce.
Flash forward to the Vietnam part of this. They've been in combat for weeks. Like it's just nonstop, raining, gunfire every day, nonstop. You know, the Viet Cong's out there like on. And they don't know exactly where their position is, and they're just waiting for reinforcements to come, but the mud is just, like, too thick. They can't get the trucks
intense.
There. You know, they can't
feeling
get
the tension.
They can't get the equipment there, and everything's building up. Samuel is, like, I don't know what rank would be in charge of that. That, like, the platoon, you know, he's the guy in charge right now, right? So,
It's like I'm there.
Yeah, it's a downpour, right? Samuel just made this pot of soup. And then just his classic mom's recipe, you know. And he's just, they're like, what do we get? We got, their, like, the his subordinates are coming, like, they're coming, man. Like, we gotta, what do we do? And he's just like, you know, man, I had a soup like this since back when my mom. You know, he basically tells us. This
and that's where we do it. We're racist.
No, you know, just like I was actually thinking he's like a Southern Louisiana type Samuel L. Jackson too, just like Joe's Samuel L. But
that's the only way to see him.
So he starts explaining the story of when his mom was getting beaten up by her boyfriend.
The soup Nazi.
The soup Nazi, yeah. And then and he's like, and everyone's wondered the whole movie, like, how he's gotten, like, everyone, like his platoon, he never explained where he got the facial scar from the soup, where he got it from. And he's, like, about to explain it, and then a bullet just shatters the bowl in his hands. And this is when Samuel L. loses it. And this is just, he...
Full Rambo.
Full Rambo, goes insane, guns blazing into the jungle. And his platoon is scared shitless, because he just disappeared, and there's just gunfire, and they set up their positions and they have no idea where he's gone. The gunfire settles down.
I'm gonna cut you off there.
Yeah.
I think you got possessed by Oliver Stone right there, man.
Because
I was in Vietnam, so I was good, yo.
That was so in depth. I want to say right now, no spoilers to how this thing ends. That thing was impressive.
A Garage Goon production in the works.
Shit.
I'm making a Vietnam movie.
I'm just picturing the bullet in slow motion piercing the bowl. And
sniper!
Motherfucker! Fucking dead.
You, Jim, and the Nutman should write this together.
Oh God, maybe me and the
Waffle
Nutman.
People.
Damn. Now we go to Angelo.
Angelo,
you
gotta follow that.
I gotta follow that. All right,
good
so
luck. We bombed. He did a fucking.
I'm thinking, right? The heart of the Vietnam jungle, right? And Samuel Jackson's the head cook for the squad that they're in. It's pretty like 100, 150 people he has to cook for. Then he has, you know, like three dudes working in the kitchen with him. One's like a nerd. One's like the jock guy.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, pretty much.
Of Vietnam.
So, he's making soup, and everybody's just about to sit down. They have everybody sitting down about to eat. Gunfire rings out. Bullets piercing through the tent they're in, you know, shit like that. And him and his friends, you know, they're cooks. They're not really, you know, used to combat situations. They get into it with the Vietnamese.
I see where you're going.
And,
here.
Like, it's a story of survival amongst them. And you figure, like, one of them will end up dying, you know. Like, the guy that's, like, probably the funniest will kill him, you know.
Okay, out of all these answers, the story of the entire platoon getting gunned down and it's only the chefs left to fight is actually pretty fucking good.
Yep. So that's because, like,
we're gonna serve them.
It's the people you figure who count, who, like, not, would you expect the least to have to do that? And it's a story of, like, perseverance.
I'm imagining, like, the trailer is the Vietnamese kick in an empty fort and they go, "What the fuck?" And it's just Samuel as the cook there going, "Soup's ready, boys."
Yeah. And the whole time.
Steve Harvey and you got served three.
The whole time
you got served.
He's super mad that nobody got to eat the soup because it got interrupted. He's like, "My motherfucking soup's getting cold."
It's like that art movie that George Clooney did where they're all like art people.
I watched that. Yeah. And
Monument Men?
Yeah, that's Monument Men. The same plot.
It felt like history porn. Didn't dig it.
I like it.
Oh man, history's so awesome. Like, what would be history porn?
Monument Men. Oh my god, was he possessed by a valley girl? No, like history porn. Like, I feel like men of a certain age jerk off to World War II history.
Oh yeah, letters from Iwo Jima and shit like that.
Lou likes to jack off to Auschwitz.
Oh man, ooh. Who can blame him?
He does that in a different way. It's
Lou.
I'm a little scamp, you know, what can I say?
He likes...
That's your excuse for everything.
He likes to watch Band of Brothers in reverse like you watch the Allies leave.
All right, ready for the next movie?
Let's do it.
Brian, we're going to start with you again.
Again? All right.
We got Mark Wahlberg in the Old West.
Perfect.
Involving... I don't know why I wrote this one. A dolphin.
Why did you
write a dolphin?
See, the dolphin really was
hard. Yeah. That's hard.
That's a wrench in the works.
It's like a desert and a dolphin?
The girl who sits next to me at work had a picture of a dolphin on her desktop, and I was like, fuck it. Dolphin.
Is she cute? I got. You want me?
Little bit.
Who, the dolphin?
The dolphin.
All right, man.
Set up.
Cute dolphin.
It's a sexy dolphin.
The basic... point of this is A Thousand Ways to Die in the West 2. It's Mark Wahlberg. He's Mark Wahlberg in real time, and he gets knocked out while talking to Seth MacFarlane. He wakes up in the Wild West, and a Seth MacFarlane voiced dolphin is his best friend. And like the dolphin knows the deal. It's like, "Oh, we've been friends forever, blah 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 blah." And Mark Wahlberg's like, "I just got here. What are you talking about?" Long story short, they become the sheriff of the town, and they got to stop the Dorsal Gang, which is another group of dolphins.
The Dorsal Gang.
From fucking robbing the stagecoach. And and Mark Wahlberg finds it way easier than you'd think, because they're literally just dolphins. They're not like, you know, they suck at robbing things. Bro.
They're just flopping around?
Yeah, they ain't even got guns. So he just kind of executes four or five dolphins, you know, and they win.
Wait a minute. Dolphins don't have guns? They need Dolphin Trump.
They can only use pump action.
Dolphin Trump.
No, they can only use pump action shotguns. That's the only time they're lethal with a weapon.
Dolphins are fucking crazy.
They're smart, man. They're like sea dogs, bro.
I definitely came up with a dumb one here that no one's going to get a good answer to.
I wish I was a dolphin
Lou?
Sometimes.
All right, this is going to sound a little weird.
That last one didn't?
All right, so this is the Wild West, but... this is a town that's right on the seashore, right?
And not really California, I guess.
The desert next to the ocean.
Yeah.
Texas.
But I mean, wet, really west.
Far, far west. Ocean desert front property.
It's really wild out there. Okay, so Mark Wahlberg is a gunslinger But his thing is, he never leaves the water.
Aqua slinger.
Okay, I'm into it.
And he's not like a normal human. He's swimming, but he doesn't use his arms. So
so he drowns?
He's dipping up in and out the water like a fucking dolphin.
Like, that's when he gets his shots off, right?
Like a Zohan, almost?
Don't reference
but he was
Sandler.
He was swimming like a dolphin there.
Yeah, exactly. Swimming like a fucking dolphin, and he saves the day, man. They can't fuck with that.
No, they can't. And thank you for keeping that brief.
You fucking threw a dolphin in the desert, man. That might be a little backstory.
Yeah. Try to make you motherfuckers think.
I got one.
You got one?
Oh, I got one.
All right, Joe, you go.
All right, so Mark Wahlberg is living in Los Angeles, California. And he frequently...
It's supposed to be the Wild West.
Oh, we'll get there.
It's very
we'll
west.
We'll get there. Yeah. That's the first sentence. Don't worry.
My bad.
I'm taking you to the west, Mike.
Let me fall back, bro.
Fall back. Mark Wahlberg lives in L.A., right? He swims often. He falls in love with a dolphin. They develop an interspecies relationship. But the dolphin is actually, like, in dolphin world... Like, they don't really go into it because of all the, you know, translation issues they would have. But she has to leave the ocean because of what's going on. So what he does...
Like Jabba Joe style?
I forgot to mention that this is the late 1800s. This is the late 1800s. He's one of the first people living in L.A. He falls in love with this dolphin, decides that he needs to go from the ocean to the Old West with his loved one, the dolphin. So he creates the first, like... dolphin portable transporter, and he brings her to the Old West with him, where he discovers that he can be the sheriff, so he becomes a sheriff. It's all about the struggles of being the sheriff
with a dolphin wife.
Did anyone feel like that story is told particularly to me only?
I thought he was trying to suck your dick.
There was intense eye contact going on.
I know. It wouldn't break. I was like, hey, Angela, how are you?
I was jerking off over
and
here.
And he still got laser beams on me, man, like I was Sarah Connor.
You could feel it.
he wanted you for his dolphin wife.
I wanted, like, you know, we're gonna get, he's gonna get a real ride out of this cat. Let me tell him only.
I knew you would like it, man.
I loved it, bro. I'm glad you locked eyes with me and would not even break it. I felt like the Millennium Falcon going to the Death Star.
I'm not done.
No. Oh my god! I'm gonna
cut you off there.
Yeah, the dolphin gets hepatitis.
Not consumption.
You know what? It should have wore rubber, man. That dolphin.
The dolphin deserved it.
That dolphin died of the rickets. Moving on. All
right, I'll go next.
You go.
Angela, you go.
All right,
all right. So it's a buddy comedy / mystery where the dolphin is the local sheriff. And he doesn't speak English. Like, there's no subtitles for the viewers. Everything's just dolphin.
You don't know what he's saying. The entire movie is in subtitled dolphin?
No, it's not in subtitled dolphin.
If you don't know the language, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like Chewbacca.
That's who won the Academy Award. You killed it in dolphin?
That's PC.
Mark Wahlberg is his dim-witted deputy sheriff, you know? And somebody has been stealing the gold out of the local mine. And there's, like, a couple suspects. There's, like, the bartender. There's the prostitute. There's, like, the old man who hangs out in the bar.
Prospector.
Yeah.
Gotta have a prospector.
Mm-hmm. Then there's, like, the really, like, typical, like red herring, like, evil guy. You know, he has, like a mustache. This.
This is the Hateful Eight with a dolphin, and isn't
one of these?
It?
There was a snotty whiplash in there.
And he's always playing, you know, cards at the table. It's like that.
Wait, one more time. What's
he doing? He was a gangster from the 20s in Chicago. Yeah, see? You remember that thing?
He always wore, like, a really big hat. But,
that's it. Real big.
Like Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey.
No, it's like 20 gallon hat.
He's like a bowler, but one of those that sticks were way up.
People thought he was a giant. He took the hat off. He was a midget.
They called him Snappy the Dickhead Whiplash.
And wherever Mark Wahlberg has to go, he has to drag the dolphin with him in, like, a little, like, kiddie pool full of water. He's, like, pulling it.
This sounds like a Family Guy bit, and I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I have.
We got Mike.
I'm ready. I'm ready right
Mike
here.
Mike or Clark? Mike, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike just yacked his guts out. Where's his answer?
All right. So my whole idea was that Mark Wahlberg plays a lovable loser character. You know, the Sandler.
Ah!
Excuse me.
What I
That's
say.
That's good.
He works in an aquarium.
First ever, I'm guessing.
Before you continue, this is an actual Adam Sandler movie.
He works in an aquarium. he's mopping the floors like this.
Yep, you've seen it.
Oh, you're not making friends with me right now. You're just describing the Sandler movie.
And he slips and falls.
Yep.
And falls right through a portal in time. Oh. But coincidentally, he was holding a dolphin's hand.
And hand?
A dolphin's butt. Well, this is
they were like 75% dolphins, like 25% man.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was only in the arms.
And this is sci-fi.
Jack dolphins.
Well, there is a time point.
Oh, bro, they were like, which way's the beach?
Yes, the dolphins are alpha
totally males. Visual. Totally visual.
Flex. But anyway, he goes back in time with the dolphins, and they start a family in the West, and it's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
Okay.
Nice. It's like Donner Party started struggle, or?
No, it's a struggle. He worked in the mine. She could barely live.
Wait. Lack of water.
Time out. Yeah. He worked in the mine and she could just barely live. Like, she had some problems?
Yeah.
It's a dolphin.
Someone had to be there to pour stuff in a blowhole so she could make a mess.
I need more salt water. I was like, I don't got that much.
I'm such an annoying bitch. I hate her.
Why can't you ever make do?
They have dolphin kids.
They're all mammals, though. Don't they love oxygen?
Oh, it's a big part of their diet.
Sorry, real mammal facts.
Way to defend real the dolphins, bro.
They need water.
How much water does a dolphin need?
Seriously, I'm getting into
an ocean's worth, brother.
Yeah, that was deep, man.
That's Hulk Hogan advice.
Brother.
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 Don't let your daughter date blacks, brother.
Or dolphins.
Never voice that opinion, though. It costs a lot. Especially on the sex tape, brother. Don't skip
the
George Foreman grill.
He stopped in the middle of sex tape to just be like, don't date blacks?
I'm pretty sure that's where that whole thing started.
No.
That's how he came.
He stopped in the middle of that? No, he stopped the end of that because he came.
He's like, no blacks.
He's like, on your face. And then he was like, yeah, I had a lot of sushi, brother, you know. I was like, didn't expect to be banging my friend's wife right now.
The one guy who watched the Hulk Hogan sex tape is talking right now.
Yeah, there's not one guy. There's another one.
Man, any kid who...
That's a great video. Who,
you did too?
Yo, of course. Any kid who said his prayers and ate his vitamins, fucking watch that porno, man.
Or any horny kid named Joe.
No, I did not...
Stop staring at me so intently when you say that.
He was like, Hulk Hogan, finally.
Right?
What am I supposed to look up when I talk? What do you guys want?
You were like...
Yeah, you finally get to know what the Hulk's dick looks like. Right?
Oh, I've been wondering for years.
Joe, does it have a bicep?
Mystery solved.
Joe's one of the only.
It's got an elbow.
It's a python.
Mike's one of the only people to watch Suburban Commando with the choke.
Ooh. All right, we got one more answer for this.
Yes. Look at that six.
Clark, you're up. You got anything for this? Mark Wahlberg in the Old West with a dolphin.
All right. So, Old West. He's out in California. This is where the movie starts. And he meets with a guy who's got a product for him, right? And Wahlberg's working for some bigwig back out east in Boston. Turns out that this product happens to be a dolphin in a cage, like a big glass, like, not a big aquarium. It's something that can be carried, pulled by horse carriage. So okay. Mark Wahlberg's mission is to bring this thing across the country. He's got to bring a dolphin across the country back to his rich, higher person. So he encounters many trials and tribulations across the ways, most of them occurring in the Wild West, where people are trying to rob him of his, you know, very valuable sea creature.
Dolphin prize?
His dolphin prize.
Dolphin
prize. Like, I can get a lot of dollars for that there dolphin skin.
Who's that dolphin on that neck?
Oh, you got a dolphin there, Mark Wahlberg. Let me get a slice of that, huh? So...
I make good biddles. Oh,
Yeah, I think that that would be the movie, basically. Mark Wahlberg getting across America with this dolphin.
Damn, that's a good one.
Oof,
that's
actually, a good idea. Again,
this guy's going for Oscar go.
Yeah. The rest of you going for Sandler movie. He's going for the prize.
He's literally, we're going for laughs, and he's going for gasps.
Yeah, mine was a Coen Brothers, I feel
laughs
like.
Laughs are cheap. Gasps are where it's at.
Wait a minute, is Paula Dean in yours? I feel like she is.
Oh, yeah, she's the actual bad guy. Oh, no. Should she be the hiree or the bad guy?
She's the bounty hunter.
She might be a local warlord.
She's
in
a
the
slave
West.
Owner.
Dude, tell me if they made a remake of, what was that Nam movie? Apocalypse Now. Oh. She would be a great Marlon Brando.
Oh, my God. Oh, Colonel Kurtz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking man.
Paula Dean seamlessly would enter that role.
She emerges from a pool of butter.
Who is he? Who was Marlon Brando? He was the surfer guy?
No, the surfer guy was the guy from The Godfather.
My favorite character.
Jeez. Who's the consigliere in The Godfather?
What's
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall, yeah.
Duvall!
Yeah. Duvall's like, you stole my surfboard. I'll take it back. I won't press charges. Sorry.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory.
All right, we got one more movie.
All right. Oh my god! These things are. By the way,
it's a big game.
You can't get me impeccably high actually, and ask me these crazy stoner questions.
You want to do this last one? Or you want to skip the next?
No,
game?
No, let's just
do it. Just power through.
We're not like super like long.
Okay,
no.
As long as we're doing okay there, because we got another game headed up.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
And then a really quick one after that. Mm-hmm.
You got a special.
All right, I did this one for Lou.
Damn.
This movie stars Channing Tatum,
nice.
Lou's favorite actor.
Lou.
In a baseball movie. Involving a pair of scissors. Again, I wrote this at the office.
You want me to go first?
You want to go first?
Yeah, why not?
Go
he's,
for
he's
it.
My guy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Channing Tatum, he's like one of them guys at the baseball stadium where, you know, get your popcorn and
okay,
you're like a vendor.
A yes. Slave.
But he's basically...
What? It's a slave, Joe!
A slave!
A slave! Go on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
A slave.
Okay. Take two.
Sell those crackers. All
right, so he's this mentally retarded popcorn salesman.
God damn,
okay?
Idea.
And he's obviously got the Bobo eye, right? That's his calling card.
Of course.
He's like the white Forrest Whitaker, almost. Sans the acting skills. So, people in the stands are getting confused, because he's looking at two of them at the same time. And then they have to fight over the peanuts and shit.
That's the whole movie?
Wait, not yet, because he's determined to get better at this. So he does some DIY eye surgery at home. He obviously botches it. And ends up just starving to death in his apartment in a pool of his own shit and piss.
Where are the scissors?
that's what he uses to do the surgery.
There was a pair of scissors in the apartment.
Hey, what you say is true.
Whoa, shit.
All right, you're getting fast and loose with these sound effects.
I didn't mean to do that.
If you haven't pieced it together by now, the way I feel about Adam Sandler is the way Lou feels about Channing Tatum.
Really?
Specifically, that
you think he's gorgeous?
He finds him.
I do.
Fucking, I don't know what it is. You don't like the look of his face?
He's got the Bobo eye.
No, his problem is he's got like multiple chubs from Channing.
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
that guy.
And he's kind of a movie killer.
Look, Channing's an attractive man and a phenomenal actor. I support him fully.
That's because you're attracted to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still imagining him. In his own shit and piss. That's great.
He'd do it, though. And he's method.
He's just sitting there on his last breath, like, get your peanuts.
What is it?
It's a tragic tale.
It's yeah. Channing Tatum and scissors and what?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, of course, baseball.
It's the most
obvious.
Good old piece of Americana, man.
Of course.
Who's next?
I'll go.
You want to?
He's right. Got an idea.
Whoa. Angelo, you're up.
I've been having
all right, he's got
an
idea.
Okay, so. Channing Tatum, it's all right. It's sort of like a reverse Rookie of the Year, in a way.
He's just the worst.
He starts throwing slower.
Yeah, no. Listen. I'm gonna explain it. Mm-hmm. So he's young, great pitcher. He's the star pitcher of any famous baseball team. Like I don't know, the Yankees.
The Mets. No. Since we're doing Rookie of the Year to the Cubs.
All right, it's the Cubs. Great, making tons of money. He's got a hot wife. He's out on the street one day. He's just walking, out in the city of Chicago, I guess. And this crackhead, played by Charlie Sheen, comes up to him.
Appropriate.
He's like, give me your fucking money. Give me your fucking money. He's like, nah, I'm not going to give you my money. Dude stabs him in his pitching arm.
With scissors?
With scissors.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And, you know, crackhead gets away or whatever, and he's like, fuck, what am I supposed to do now? He gets surgery to fix it, but he's never the same again, and he progressively just deteriorates in health, mental health and, you know, like, fame. Loses everything. And
this is a downer.
Mm-hmm. Sad. I jerk off to it.
It was like just a scene from Hardball where the kid was dead.
Oh my god.
Rest in peace, G-Baby.
Oh. I love it when you call me Big Pop, but...
Hit you right in the feels, right?
Yeah. And I guess at the end, he doesn't die because he has to live with the fact that he'll never be the same.
That's worse!
It's like, so I leave the theater wanting to kill myself.
No, it's a super sad movie.
This is like $1 million baby.
I thought that ending was funny.
I did it for you.
Hysterical.
Oh, I'd put a review out there. Laugh riot.
Feel good movie of the year. Yeah.
We'd also trail it with 20s music.
Tour de force. All right. All
right. I got one.
Joe?
Okay, so Channing Tatum. You know, he's an amazing all star. Like, think Derek Jeter, but Channing Tatum.
Not a pitcher, but okay.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have to be a pitcher. He's just a baseball, right?
Yeah. I'm still on his. I'm sorry.
Doesn't have to be a pitcher. He could be a shortstop. Derek Jeter, Channing Tatum guy, plays baseball, but really his passion is cutting hair.
Ooh. Oh.
I like the term.
He wants to be a barber, but he makes so much money in the league as a shortstop. And I'm looking at all of you because I'm aware of this now. He makes so much money.
I'm glad you're not just telling it to me.
Don't look at me. It's a 3.5 hour movie.
You look like a bobblehead.
He's giving her
3.5 hours.
It's a 3.5 hour movie about the conflict of, do I leave the league to cut hair? And eventually he stays in the league, but he gets depressed and kills himself.
3.5 hours. Of that?
Can it be shot like film noir style?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
He doesn't know what that means, man. He's illiterate.
Mm-hmm. What? Alright, who's next?
I'll go. What is the prompt again?
Oh, shit.
You got Channing Tatum in a baseball movie involving a pair of scissors.
We just love Channing Tatum, okay. The goons.
Channing Tatum is married to the star's biggest league. The league's biggest star.
There you go. You got there.
Fabulous.
Wait a minute. I just said everything backwards. Alright, yeah, Channing Tatum's married to the biggest star in the major league, you know, baseball all time.
Another guy?
You don't gotta convince me.
Another man?
It's just you, all about you, man.
He's married to another man?
Go on, Mike.
No, he's the husband of a major league baseball player.
Is a major league baseball player a man, though?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
He's gay.
You're saying a woman?
Does he have to spell this out for you?
Anyway. He walks around with a pair of scissors his mom left him.
Oh, my God.
Because he always wanted to be a tailor. And he falls on him, handicaps himself. And he dies in a puddle of his own shit and piss.
Like that ending.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. Clark, you got one?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Oh, Brian. We.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go.
Who? All right.
I'll go.
Okay. All right, boom. You're gonna be so cinematic with it.
I know. I'm sorry. All right. Cats.
We all skipped cats.
So this movie's gonna be like a whole sort of exposure about the both sides of the steroid abuse thing.
Again, he's going for the fucking statue.
Yeah. Oscar bait.
Clark, you genius!
So, this is an older Channing Tatum. He's on, like, the last leg of his career, right? So he's getting pressured by, like, everyone, his coaches. The fucking crickets. He's getting pressured by his coaches, you know, other players, to try this, like, new drug that's, like, got all the benefits of steroids with supposed no back draw, you know, or whatever.
Yeah!
It's limitless.
Yeah, it's limitless, but the baseball movie. No, sick. But no, it's just, he's getting pressured, and he starts taking this drug because, you know, they're saying the team needs this, like, your team needs you to, like, perform this season because this is our, like, this is our big run.
We need you, man.
And he's like slowly just like breaking down after taking more and more of this drug. He becomes hooked on it, starts losing himself, forgetting who he is, and then he eventually like just gets so caught, he just gets so in such a bad place, he ends up
dying of his own shit and piss.
Essentially, he grabs the first sharp thing he can find in his apartment, which is a pair of scissors, and just jabs it right into his wrist a couple times.
I didn't think I'd watch that.
The movie's called Three Strikes and Two.
I'm noticing again. What is wrong with Channing Tatum here?
The worst.
This movie's gonna make Channing Tatum's career. He's gonna go from a fucking, just like a pretty boy.
Yeah, with your Oscar nominees over here. Yeah.
Cats, you realize if you killed Channing Tatum, a majority of the room did.
I'm not killing Channing.
Thank God.
I haven't given my answer yet.
All right, you're up.
All right, man. So it's Channing Tatum, and he's a barber, and he's a barber in the Bronx. He's doing an awful accent. It's terrible. It sounds something like a person from the Bronx would be like.
Classic Channing.
Yes. And now you put an assortment of, like, mostly white, but there's, like, one or two ethnic people, but even though it is the Bronx, those are the kids. They come to him, they're like, oh, man, we stink. You know, we have the worst team in the league, blah, 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 blah. Channing realizes that he quit school in fifth grade to be a barber because
that's early as
he's
fuck,
like his dad left him and when his dad left him, he left him a pair of scissors and a baseball bat and glove, right? what those kids didn't know is that he has one more year left of little league eligibility, and he goes on their team and he's a grown man, so he's killing it. He just, like, every pitch is thrown not out of the park, so that team goes from last place to first place. And the movie is called A Little League Off the Top.
Oh,
I get it.
And also his name is Sammy Batts.
Holy shit.
I like it. The one problem I have with it, though, is Channing Tatum has no depth perception because of the Bobo eye.
No.
How is he going to swing a bat?
Now you see, it is a movie. We're taking liberties with people's abilities.
They're going to CGI the eye.
Yeah. You don't think...
Okay.
You don't think Captain America, you know, Chris Evans has the world's real powers, right?
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
I do. No, they really injected him with stuff and made him muscular.
That was aggressive.
I have one question. Where's the shit and piss, though? There's no shit and piss.
Dying in a puddle of his own head.
Shit and piss is in the other little leaguers who bullied the good little leaguers.
The kids die in the shit and piss?
They just see a whole bunch of little leaguers and Channing Tatum. They're just like, yeah, kids, you're in trouble. I got one more year left. Cracking home runs, robbing kids of home runs and singles and doubles. And he's being a real big dick about it, too. He's just like, oh, yeah, bitches.
Just like real life.
Yeah.
Channing's a hero.
I'm not going to tell you who won this game. Mm-hmm. It'll factor into the ending.
All right.
So we're going to jump to the next one.
Let's do it. All right.
You want to do a round of the Perfect 10?
Perfect 10, son.
We're going to do one round of this.
Okay. What's that
mean? Adding a stipulation to it, too.
I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a scenario.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to tell me what your perfect day in that scenario is. I'm going to give everyone 60 seconds. Scenario for this week? Your perfect day at the zoo. Who wants to go first? I'm going to go with Brian because he came up with this game. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Perfect day at the zoo, man. They just let you in for free, man. No charge. And then they're just... then...
Solid start.
And then they change shit around a little bit, man. They're just like, man, zoos are boring. Mammal to mammal combat. Let's see. All right. Then you just pretty much sit in the SEAL theater all day while they just usher out more mammals to murder. And you see, like, apes versus boa constrictors. Long story short, those boa constrictors are dead. You see alligators versus scorpions.
You're halfway there.
Boom.
So it's Pokemon.
It's Pokemon. It's real life Pokemon.
Plus, you get them free. Don't forget that. Let's not downplay that.
But also they serve beer there too, and the fights are ushered in by women in just topless, but painted. You know, the classy.
Oh my God!
The paint titties, and they fucking come out there and they just give the round and stuff like that. And it's
time.
Okay.
Titty paint. That was where you got.
I'm imagining like giraffe heads just walking around.
No, it's class. Like two seals. Like,
Two seal faces.
My seal's barking at you.
Two seals barking like, let's get ready to rumba.
All right.
So,
Lou, you
yeah. Right. So, you Go. Get into the zoo, and you know it's a bad zoo. They got plenty of animals, but they haven't been fed in a while, right? Who's standing by the lion cages? But other than Channing Tatum, so he's not looking. I give him a shove. He comes tumbling down. Hungry lions, pissing shit everywhere. And then on the way out, they're like, hey, here's a refund. It was free that day. You know, the zoo's on us. Gratis.
Gratis. You want to just call it there? You want to keep going?
Come back another day. And I say, well, it's not going to get better than this. This is the tops.
So you beat off and leave.
That's it. I'm like, I can't visit the zoo ever again. It's not going to... It's only downhill from here. There's only so many Channing Tatums on the earth.
Time.
The true statement you ever said, bro.
Like, we need to get rid of all of them. Yeah.
Eliminate the Tatums.
Right.
I got this.
I'm you got ready. The show? Ready? Go.
My day starts before the zoo. I wake up at 4 p.m. I don't go to the zoo immediately.
Holy shit.
4 p.m. That's like when I went to sleep. I like to go to sleep until 4 p.m. Let's note that. Okay, I get up. I do yoga. I do Wim Hof breathing. We'll explain that later. I get Chipotle. It's 5:30. I take a shower. It's 6 o'clock. I'm headed to the zoo. They're open. Why? Because it's me. Nobody else is there. I'm the only one in the zoo. They stayed open just for good old Joe. I go to the monkeys. I observe them. Are we like them? Are we not like them? I don't understand. 97.1% of our DNA is similar. But what is that 2.9%. I love the monkeys. I visit the dolphins. Don't forget the dolphins. We talked about them earlier. Intelligent creatures. I try to speak their language.
Detail.
I noticed they have accents between them. Did you know the dolphins really have accents in between them? That's a true fact.
Time.
All right.
And I leave.
I don't know if that's a perfect day or if that's just science.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
I mean, he got Chipotle and showered.
So. The Chipotle and showered, that's right.
I did yoga, Wim Hof breathing, showered Chipotle, and spoke to two different animal groups.
I'm curious about this weird breathing thing.
As far as I'm concerned, if you don't have Chipotle in your day, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's why I eat it every day.
What's puzzling to me is...
5 days a week.
You're not going in there and enjoying the zoo. You're just, like, pontificate about... the DNA.
Look, he's a man of science.
Did you say something about pontificate? Because what you're starting is to understand.
Otter?
Yeah.
What are we?
Yeah.
You guys don't understand.
Is this what Earth is for us?
I drive a lot. I drive a decent amount. And during driving, I
Nobody
ask myself
questions
these questions.
Driving? you're right.
I defend that way too much. Guys, believe me.
I drive.
I can move the car if I have to.
All right, who's next? We got.
I'll go.
Mike.
Wait, what's the game again? What's the question?
Your perfect day at the zoo, right?
How are you? All right. All right, ready?
Perfect I missed that Lorax mustache on you, bro.
I know, me too, bro. I miss it. RIP the mustache, RIP the beard.
Pour one out for the homie.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Go.
I walk into the zoo. I use my student ID that I still have, it still works. I get in for free.
Classic.
I walk up to the bear cage, and some guy goes, "Look, couldn't afford the abortion." And I see him throw a child over the fence.
Holy! This is your perfect day.
And I tumble salt into the cage, knock out the bear, save the baby. The zookeeper comes out. She's like fucking hot. She goes, "Yo, guess what? I have a friend I want to set you up with." She comes out. Oh, she's not even
What? You should date Mike, man. I saw him save a baby.
That's good, Rob. That's a good recommendation, you know?
Yeah.
Why does she need to be hot?
Because you know what?
Time. You guys totally stepped on his time, but I felt like he got his point across.
Yeah.
Yo, hot girls have hot friends, man. Like, would you want to see the ugly girl's friends? You'd be like, I skip.
No, every hot girl has one ugly friend that goes. And it's always like, the hot girl goes, "Oh, you're so great. Why don't you meet my friend?" Holy shit, I don't want to talk to either of you anymore.
Yowzers.
My headphones just started working just now.
Yo, let me get one of them domestics.
Word. Please.
But anyway, thank you guys.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Angelo Clark. We're between you two. All right, Clark, you're up.
Perfect day at the zoo. This is serious.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your fucking perfect day, Beck.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
All right, so my perfect day at the zoo. I arrived. Not even a question of price. They let me walk in. There's a red carpet waiting for me. Upon my entry, there's a polar bear waiting with a silver platter strapped to its back. It got 7 spliffs. And I'm like, okay, give me one of those. I start sparking, and I'm strolling through the zoo, looking around. I grab a pretzel. You know, I take in the sights. I smoke my spliff. No one else is there, obviously, because it's the perfect day at the zoo. Yeah, I guess at some point I will ride the polar bear around and what else is there to do for the purpose?
You can call it at any point. No, you got 20 seconds.
I have
left.
Like there's more I can do at the
when
zoo.
When do you get your dick sucked?
All right, a model shows up and sucks my dick also, and that's it.
Well, I mean, not even her friend or anything.
No, just one. I'm good. What
is it? Not the model's only friend.
A friend model? Cheers her on. It's like you can do it. All
right, time.
Thank you.
All right, we got one more. Angelo, you're up.
All right.
Ready? Set. Okay. Go.
All right, so I'm driving to the Bronx Zoo. No traffic. Perfect. Get there in like 15 minutes from my house.
Whoa.
Amazing. Walk into the zoo. It's Wednesday, so you can either pay $14 for everything, like all like the gondola, all that shit, or you can get in for free. I give them $5. I'm like, this is for the animals. Go inside.
Good
charitable.
Guy. Good guy.
Option 3, please.
No, no, chickies.
Let him keep going.
The chickies are going to hatch themselves.
The red pandas are out. They're chilling. There's peacocks. What? The red pandas. Mm-hmm. There's peacocks out on the strip where people can walk. They're doing their like thing with their feathers or whatever. The rhinos are out. I go get a funnel cake. They're like, oh, we made a whole bunch of extra funnel cakes. Here's one for you. It's free. I'm like, I get extra sugar. They're like, extra sugar is usually like 50 cents. We give it to you for free. I get it for free.
Naturally.
Go. There's also no there's no public schools there. There's no school buses.
Time.
A lot.
Bro, you just entered Hebrew heaven, bro.
I will say.
It's all cheap.
I will say.
You're being a child.
That sounded like a good fucking, like, honest to God, realistic day.
Yeah, that was a good day at the zoo.
It's like, you mean this costs nothing?
Yeah. All right, can I get extra sugar, though?
It's gratis.
Praise be. Right.
You didn't even have to fuck a hot girl's friend?
Nah, it was at the zoo.
He got funnel cake, dude.
It's awesome. Same thing.
Bro, it was on the house, man. Just deal with
on the funnel cake. Just much it. More rewarding.
He got the fucking sugar for free, dude. Yeah, free man. Sugar. He didn't have to go down the funnel cake.
It goes down on him, man.
Funnel cake went down on me.
Come good old Angelo fucking iced balls.
All right. We got one more game to play. One final game. This is the quick
Frosty
game.
Frosty balls would be, I guess.
Let me make sure I have enough. 1, 2, 3. We do. All right. Word association time.
Natural.
It's Angelo Confectionery Sugar Balls. Actually, that's what I
told you my secret. Instead of baby powder, I just use confectioner sugar.
All I heard was that Angelo's balls were sweet.
Who told you, Joe?
He's got the diabetes balls, dude.
We almost went an hour without.
I'm sorry. I can't believe it.
It's not Joe, butter, what?
Joe recently got a girlfriend. It's so hard to stop calling him gay.
You don't have to stop.
No,
thank you.
She
doesn't. Will.
She's like, what are you, gay?
She's a beard.
She's a beard.
All right, you ready for this last one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to read each of you 5 words. You have 1 to 2 seconds to give me the first word that pops into your head.
Okay.
Good luck to the high people.
Just go around.
I will close my eyes.
I'm going to start with Lou.
What?
I picked... There's only so many words in the English language, so you're going to have to...
A couple.
Week 2, having a problem finding words in English.
Find ones that you got to, like...
I was at work.
Jump on.
It was like, stapler. Pencil.
Yeah, that's the kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Lunch break.
That's the kind of bullshit we got here. You'll find many
Time
of them...
Time and a half.
Many of them are in this room with us right now.
Oh.
I know what it is.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Lou. Glasses.
Eyeballs.
Bike.
Foot.
Ghost.
Dead.
Marshmallow. Fast, loose. Giant.
Foot.
2 feet. This guy likes feet.
Tall giant foot.
Lou,
gentle giant.
Don't and I'm going to write down what I learned about each of you. Lou has a foot thing.
They're big feet, man.
What did you say that Lou blanked on?
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Soft didn't come to mind at all.
I don't know.
Squishy.
Joe.
All
right.
Focus, Joe.
Ready?
Focus.
Oh, God, yes.
Ugh.
Don't do that again. Bees.
Honey.
Angry.
Kill.
Taco.
Delicious.
Booby.
Fucking awesome.
Green.
Smoke.
See?
Nice. I agree with everything you said, Joe.
That's it.
You can open your eyes now, you creep. Christ.
That's it?
It's not prom. You're just entering.
Did you stop kissing the microphone? No.
All right, Clark. Ready?
All right, yep.
Soft.
This is your thing.
All right. Bitch.
Cunt.
Fire.
Burn it.
Bear.
Oh, I like them.
Good people, those bear.
I trust them.
Cosby.
Rapist.
Rain.
Nice.
There you go. This is the dumbest thing we do, but I love it. I don't know how to explain how much I love this.
I'm trying to explore the scoring system in my head. It's
what did you learn about me?
Freak. We'll revisit that.
You were all over the map there.
It's actually my senior thesis.
I had you just deeply embedded in numb.
Yeah. All right, Brian?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dirty.
Nice.
Podcast.
Me.
Woman.
You.
Pants.
Everybody.
Space.
Outer.
Wow.
Full of himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I got egotistical with the second one. I was like,
me.
Podcast.
Me.
Woman's the guy.
You.
When I think podcast, I think cats.
The only thing I was grateful for, I was like, man, egomaniac. I said me, and it was like, woman. I was like, thank God. I got me. Pete, all right. Sounds better now.
All right, Angela. Ready?
You ready? Jello.
Sleep.
Awake.
Phone.
Call.
God.
Not real.
Mustard.
Mustard? Ketchup.
The best two answers in the world. God, not real. Mustard? Maybe?
And winter.
Cold.
Look, I know you do not believe in God, but praise be to mustard.
No, it was mustard.
I wasn't sure if it said mustard or murder.
Yo,
either way.
So I was gonna say ketchup, but I wasn't sure.
Look, it would have been funny if it was murder. Ketchup.
PP. Assalamu alaikum, man. But praise be to mustard, bro.
I gotta piss so bad.
Don't it's almost over. We're just about done.
Last 5 minutes.
About to explode. Let's go.
Mike, I did miscount, so I'm going to give you words that other people had.
Oh shit!
So I'm gonna jump around. Ready?
Yes.
Marshmallow.
Stupid.
Bees.
Dumb.
Clown.
Bisexual.
Bear.
Bisexual.
Mustard.
Bisexual.
Maybe.
Podcast.
Him.
And that's the show.
The time
to tally up. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
The only thing we know for sure is that mustard might be the creator.
I would hold your dick.
Yeah,
try
to hold all behold the mustard.
I'm gonna die.
Thank you, Dick Clark.
Thank you, the spicy powerness of mustard to make my turkey sandwiches seem less bland.
Yellow.
I mean, try to fold up the chair and sneak out if you can.
Hold that dick in. Hold that dick in.
Because he's about to piss himself.
Why don't you tie your urethra in a knot, bro? Why don't you show?
Fucking dude, let
it go. Reefer in or not?
Urethra.
Just catch it. If you got a piss, catch it.
Yeah, I'm
just
going with the inner tube.
Just
go
in a bottle like a man, right?
Just fucking catch it with your hands like a man.
That would be extremely. I would have to have like depth in my hands. Like, I'm gonna need the whole bowl.
Have you ever done a golden shower?
I mean, no.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Why not?
This guy's ready to get pissed on.
No one wants to get pissed on, I guess.
What are you talking about? You're sitting next
You don't know the right people, then.
All right, Peter. What's the deal?
All right. I got this tallied up.
Tallied up. I'm ready to go.
I won, right?
Who wants winners? Winners versus losers here. I've come up with an overly convoluted way to figure this out.
I don't understand what's going on.
I love convolution.
The winner of today's show, by mere fact that he had less fuck-ups than the second runner-up, is Mike.
Woo!
Wow.
Hand over that championship belt.
Yeah. You don't deserve it.
Oh, shit. It's up for grabs next week.
Mike.
I'm going to cry.
Mike, make him suck your dick.
No, that's something you would do, Joe.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe, the loser of today's show. I don't want you to feel bad. You were really highly ranked here. You have a lot of what we call dongs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's,
a lot of
that
dongs.
That always happens.
You had more dongs than anybody.
Joe
so
catches a lot of dongs.
The dong, 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 dong.
You are today's loser, I'm sorry. But you were a strong runner-up. I don't want you to feel bad.
How should we shame him? How should we shame him?
Shame. Fucking shame.
Hit him with the bell.
I'm looking for it.
Hit him with the bell. Everyone, when he gets the bell.
You guys are going to feel real bad when I kill myself.
Shame.
Shame.
That's more of a reason to shame.
Pete, no. Pete, no.
Shame.
Shame on you.
Shame.
Even the kid is something.
Fuck you, man.
I blame the room.
Let's spit on him.
Burn him.
Wait,
burn him
good
alive.
At all this right thing that doesn't really matter.
Alright, so,
Pete, get rid of that app.
I can't. It's too much fun at work.
You know how you hold the screen and all the apps shiver?
Yeah.
X that one out, man.
Nope, never.
But that make me. Slit.
All right, man, so...
All right, so let's close this shit out. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, hashtag Potter and Family. Mm-hmm. As our official winner, you want to throw out that GoonCast shit?
Yes, GarageGoonMedia.com. GarageGoonMedia.com. Shout out Painted Black Podcast. They're the best.
Thank you very much, Goons. Thanks for coming on.
Want to get them in some short films. Just want to keep We're making down. Shit.
And we're Potter about family. To jump over to your show. So
Hell yeah. We're just about fucked up enough to be on the GoonCast.
With no...
No, you need a little bit more.
We got a good break.
GoonCast is going to be pretty...
Gibberish.
Pretty much gibberish this week. Yeah. So a lot of people just blacked out.
What do you mean this week?
It happened.
With no further ado, I'm going to give Mike his 15 seconds, and we're going to close out the show. Thanks. Ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
What's up, guys? Look, very happy to be on here. Very happy Donald Trump's running for president. I think it's a great thing. You know, when he gets in the White House, he could, like, dance with Psy and stuff.
Time. That's what you use your time on? Whatever.
Oh, no.
Close the door behind you.
Boom. Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and it's bitch. Don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.